It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's get to it. We've been talking Packers for a majority of the day. We talked some Brewers there in the 3 o'clock hour here on a Green and Gold Monday. Let's get to our guy, Andrew Wagner from Forbes Sports, who joins us now. Andrew, thanks for coming on. How are you?
Angry.
Why? What's wrong?
Whoever designed the components of the 2008 Ford Escape Limited should be taken out back and beaten or even worse, forced to watch nonstop loop highlights of the 2002 Milwaukee Brewers.
Wow, that seems like cruel and unusual punishment. Why are you so mad?
Because in order to change my spark plugs, which should be an easy job, the three front spark plugs on this particular V6 model are easily accessible. Right underneath the hood, three bolts, boom, and done. The other three spark plugs, Sparkington, you have to disassemble the entire intake assembly, basically 60% of the freaking engine, just to change three spark plugs.
That's why I go to Reese Auto. They do all that stuff for me, so I don't have to go through the stress that you're going through right now.
See what I did there? I set you up.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah,
advertisers.
Yeah, Reese Auto.
Fancy radio money, so you know, I gotta DIY it, baby.
Yeah, Reese Auto, Hales Corners in Greenfield. Okay, let's talk about the Milwaukee Brewers. Their offense has not been good, or had not been good for four games in a row up until yesterday when they're down 8-0 and there's some boo birds apparently raining down on them. And then eventually it starts to pick up to where they take the lead in the bottom of the eighth and win that game 10-9. I was seeing your tweets early in that game going, yeah, not good for the local nine today. Yeah, really not good for the local nine today. And I'm like, well, this is ridiculous how badly they're getting beat. And Frankie Montas is getting beat up in that game as well. I would have to imagine everybody in that press box was pretty surprised by how this whole thing ended up going.
Yeah, I'll admit I was dead wrong, man. Like, I thought that team was dead in the water. I had pretty much written in my story about how this is the first four-game losing streak of the season, how this isn't going to bode well if the Brewers can't snap out of it in the next week. It wasn't good. And is as improbable and unlikely and unexpected as that comeback was, is there any game that's more perfect illustration of this Brewers team? Honestly, and I'm not saying that to blow smoke or, you know, show cover or be a homer, but like when you look at this team from the day they reported to spring training until yesterday, I mean, this is pretty much what they've been told all year. They can't do it. They're going to come back to earth. They're, you know, they're dead in the water where they stand. And then boom, they just went out and did it. And it's the way they did it that really stands out in the press because they didn't hit a home run.
Correct.
They didn't have a big inning. They didn't have a massive comeback inning and string together, you know, a bat around the order type of inning. They just chipped away and rode the bullpen, you know, on the pitching side. It was impressive. It was incredible, and it was a perfect illustration.
When that game was done, Pat Murphy talked about the fact that they essentially stole the signals of the Brewers out at second base and were tipping guys off as far as to what was coming from Frankie Montas. Did anybody pick up on that? That was up in the press box that was going on?
No, and Frankie kind of shrugged it off too, so take that, you know, however you want. But, I mean, it would make sense because that you haven't seen Frankie Montas, you know, have an inning like that with the Brewers. So, you know, if be that as it may, if that was the case, whatever it is, you know, it's one of those things where if it's happening, you got to recognize it. You got to figure it up and you got to do something. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. Who knows? All I know is that was a game unlike any that I've ever seen.
It's only happened four times in Brewers history, so it's not like we've had a lot of instances of a Brewers rallying back. Now you get a day off today, and then it's three in Pittsburgh, no Skeens, which is good for the Brewers.
And then you come home and take on a Mets team similar to the Diamondbacks, which you may get done playing that series, get an off day, and then end up playing the Mets in the first round of the playoffs. So I feel like that Mets series is a big one, too, for the Brewers just to establish themselves if there's any chance they could open against them.
Yeah, I mean, it seems pretty likely that we're going to have a week of David Stearns in Milwaukee. I mean, it's, you know, and kind of going back to the Diamondbacks to set this up, in a way, this is probably the best case scenario for the Brewers, you know, having gotten whooped up by Arizona like that, allow Arizona to create some distance in their playoff race and lock themselves into one or the two wild card seeds so the Brewers don't have to face them in a short series to open. So that kind of works out in the Brewers' favor. The Mets, I mean, they're a completely different team than the ones the Brewers knocked around in the opening season of the series. So I don't know what to make of them. My guess is you probably won't see, I don't know how to put this. I don't want to say non-competitive, but I don't think you're going to see them. Oh, I think you'll see them try to shy away from using some of their high leverage guys, you know, just to not give anything fresh. It'll be a good series, no doubt. You know, the Brewers are going to be playing a team that's playing for its playoff life. Best case scenario is the Mets clinch early, and they kind of use their guys to rest up going into that series, and you start fresh, you know, a week from Tuesday.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait for the playoffs to start because, you know, Murphy talking about maybe this team just might want to be the last one standing. To think that they go win this thing on the year that the movie about the 82 team comes out would be so cool.
I keep hearing about the movie, and I keep getting asked if I've seen it, and my response is, I know how it ends.
I don't know, man. It seems like it's a pretty emotional deal. It seems like there's a lot of people that end up with some tears in their eyes when this whole thing is said and done.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I'll watch it in the off season because I know I'll have some tears on it because obviously that's going to conjure up memories of my old man and stuff like that.
Right.
I've talked to the producer quite a bit, and then just a phenomenal undertaking. I'm sure it's a phenomenal movie, but I'm so tied up in current baseball right now, I don't really have a chance to escape and go back to 1982 yet, but that's what the offseason is for, and it's starting to seem like that offseason might not start for quite a while yet.
That would be amazing. Andrew Wagner, follow him, Forbes Sports on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Thank you so much, sir.
Yep, back to swearing at the car.
You betcha. See you later.